Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Abkaufen is to buy something from someone. Abkaufen. How would you say I buy? Ich kaufe ab. So you see, it's a separable verb. Ich kaufe ab. The prefix is separated and kicked to the end. How would you say I buy from you the car? Ich kaufe dir das Auto ab. You see, dir from you. We use a dative pronoun to make it clear. From you is just dir in German here. Ich kaufe dir, I buy from you, das Auto ab, the car. And ab is kicked to the end because it's a separable verb. Ich kaufe dir das Auto ab. How would you say I buy from you the house? Ich kaufe dir das Haus ab. So you see, abkaufen is a verb that requires two objects. One is the dative, one is the accusative. The thing you buy is the accusative, das Haus, das Auto. And the person from whom you buy it is the dative object in German. Ich kaufe dir das Haus ab. How would you say, I buy from you the computer? Ich kaufe dir den Computer ab. Here you see, den Computer, the accusative object, with the accusative ending for masculine, en, den Computer. Ich kaufe dir den Computer ab. How would you say, I buy from her the computer? Ich kaufe ihr den Computer ab. How would you say I buy from him the computer? Ich kaufe ihm den Computer ab. You see, dir, ihm, ihr are the dative pronouns. How would you say I buy from him the car? Ich kaufe ihm den Computer ab. And you see in German, from him the computer, from him the car. So we put the pronoun first. Ich kaufe ihm das Auto ab. Ich kaufe ihm den Computer ab. How would you say I've bought in the past? Ich habe abgekauft. You see, abgekauft is the participle. Since it is a separable verb, ab is a separate prefix, the G slips in between. Abgekauft. And it's a regular verb. It ends with a T. Abgekauft. How would you say, I've bought from him the computer? Ich habe ihm den Computer abgekauft. Gekauft. How would you say I've bought from you the computer? Ich habe dir den Computer abgekauft. How would you say I've bought from him the mobile phone? Ich habe ihm das Handy abgekauft. In German we say Handy for mobile phone. Ich habe ihm das Handy abgekauft. How would you ask, what have you bought from him? Was hast du ihm abgekauft? How would you ask, what have you bought from her? Was hast du ihr abgekauft? Now, we are asking now about the thing that you've bought. We can also ask about the person from whom you bought it. How would you ask, from whom Have you bought the car? Wem hast du das Auto abgekauft? Wem, from whom? Wem is the dative question. We're asking about the person. Wem, from whom? Wem hast du das Auto abgekauft? How would you ask, from whom have you bought the mobile phone? Wem hast du das Handy abgekauft? How would you say, from whom have you bought the car? Wem hast du das Auto abgekauft? How would you say, from whom have you bought the house? Wem hast du das Haus abgekauft? You remember, wer is the question and nominative about the person, wer. In dative, the question about the person is wem, with an M at the end. The same M we also find in the article, dem, the dative article, for example. So wem, similar to whom in English. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb vergessen, to forget. Vergessen, to forget. Like when you say, I forgot to call you yesterday. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.